Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. And this morning, change is in the air.
Hi, I'm Ray Magliozzi. Along with my brother Tom, I was the co-host of Car Talk for, 117 years. I'm happy to be here.
Car Talk has been here and keeping people happy since it began as a local show on WBUR in 1977. It went national a decade later and became a gigantic hit on NPR. Tom Magliozzi died in 2014. This morning at 11 on WBUR, the best of Car Talk airs for the final time. Earlier this week, Ray joined me in a park just steps away from the radio station to reflect on the Car Talk era.
I'll tell you one thing, it was never work either. I mean, Tom and I would come in. Often we rode in the same car, and we'd be laughing all the way in. We'd do the show, and we'd laugh all the way home. We'd just have a, having a great time. It was a great run we had, and the truth is, consider myself very, very lucky to have had Tommy as long as I had him. And I wish he was still here, but I can look back at all the fun things we did and not feel at all like I got cheated. I mean, it's like, oh, what a wonderful time we had.
You've had this long and beautiful run of Car Talk. What has surprised you the most?
What took them so long to get rid of us? What the heck were they thinking? It's to this day, it still baffles me. And what's always been incredible is that I would run into, and Tom too, run into people who were 80 years old and would say, oh, I've been listening to your show for 30 years. People will say, oh, I'm 27 years old and I've been listening since I was 7. And I think the little kids liked it because my brother laughed like an idiot. And he laughed at everything. If you listen to the shows, he laughs at everything. I said to him sometimes, what's wrong with you? And he couldn't explain it, but he just liked to laugh. And his laugh was contagious. Tom and I have always been who we are. We never tried to be, as evidenced by the fact that we'd ask the engineer, every week, are we on? So the show was completely unrehearsed, unvarnished, unprofessional. It was completely amateurish. And I think that people listened to a large extent to see how many mistakes we'd make in a given hour.
The show is called Car Talk. It is ostensibly about cars and about your tips on fixing them or dealing with them. But so much of what you did on Car Talk is really talking about life.
Yeah, because sooner or later it all comes back, doesn't it? I mean, people's lives are so intertwined with their cars that it's hard to separate the two, especially when you get familiar relations involved. For example, a woman would call and say, well, my father-in-law says that I have to warm the car up for 20 minutes. And, I think, the first time or two we got that call, we were very diplomatic. And then after a while, we said, he's an idiot. You don't have to tell him he's an idiot, but if he's listening, he knows he's an idiot. Nobody warms up a car for 20 minutes unless you live, in like Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, in which case, yeah, you might want to warm the car up in the dead of winter, but no, get in the car, start it up, and drive it away, and forget about it. And so that's what Car Talk became, dispelling myths, solving family issues, whether they're husband and wife, in-laws, and we had the most fun doing that. We really did. Once in a while, we'd come up with a brilliant answer to an automotive query. Once in a while. But in any case, it was always entertaining, at least for my brother, because no matter what the answer was, he laughed. And I think that's what people liked. I just have always felt that my mission in life is to make other people happy. And if you have a choice, you can make other people miserable, or you make other people happy. And if you have a chance to make other people happy, that's a lot more fun. It really is. And if you can make other people's lives a little better, why not? Give it a try. Don't take anything too seriously. Laugh when you can. Have a good time and enjoy the people around you because, it's a short trip. Here's the message. Thanks for listening. Whoever thought that the show would have lasted as long as it did, with two buffoons, you know, making fun of one another, laughing at each other's jokes, or worse, laughing at their own jokes. Again, I would have to say to people who listened, and thanks, you know, and they made our job easy, and they made our jobs fun. There you go.
Ray Maliazzi has been the co-host of Car Talk since the show launched in 1977. The Best of Car Talk airs for the final time this morning at 11 here on WBUR.